do they?
No.
And before they finished, they had all...
Would that be no, too?
Could be, yeah. Talking about the word drown. If you're not careful, you could...
Drown.
Okay. As a matter of fact, yesterday somebody...
Drown.
Okay, and three people have been...
Drown.
When a person in church, or when a person is getting ready to pray or something, and he kneels down, if he did that yesterday, you'd say, yesterday he...
Nailed.
Okay. And if a person was sick and stayed in bed and laid in bed all day yesterday, you'd say, well, yesterday he...
Lay in bed.
Okay. And talking about dream, you might say, well, last night I...
Dream.
Okay. And talk about waking up, you might say, yesterday I...
Woke up.
Okay. If you put your foot down on the floor real hard like that, you might say you were...
Stamping your foot.
Okay. And if you were going to take someone home or ask them if you could take them home, you might say, may I...
Can I carry you home?
Okay. If you were... if what's the opposite of pull? If you're not pulling on something, you might...
Drawing it back.
No, if you were... instead of pulling it, if
you'll
you...
push.
Okay. What's the opposite of push?
Pull.
Right. If you had a real heavy box or a suitcase or something, and you had to carry it up the steps, you'd say, I'm tired, I... Would you say lugged or toted or...
Lugged.
Okay.
I like that better than toted.
If you were trying to tell a child not to touch something and he kept going ahead and trying to touch, you would say, don't you...
You touch that again.
Okay. And if you needed a knife for something, you might say to someone, would you please...
Lend me your knife.
Okay. If somebody threw the ball and threw a ball to you, they would want you to... They would expect you to...
To throw it back.
Okay, but before you could throw it back, you'd have to...
Catch it.
Okay. And if you wanted to know, if somebody caught the ball and you didn't know who, you might say, who...
Who caught the ball.
Okay. If you were getting ready to go somewhere and somebody else was too, and if you were already ready and they weren't, you might say, well, okay, I'll, if you were going to wait on them or wait for them, you'd say, I'll wait
a while on
them. Okay. If you wanted another chance, you might say, well, give me another chance. Okay. If someone laughs a lot, you might say, well, he certainly is in a good
humor.
If you have ants or something in your kitchen, you say, I sure do want to get
rid of those ants.
Okay. Talking about the word write, like writing a letter, you might say, today I'm going to
write.
Okay. Yesterday I
wrote.
And I have
written.
Okay. And you write a letter and then you expect an
answer.
Okay. When you write a letter, you put it in an envelope, and what do you do to the envelope?
Seal.
Okay, and then what do you put on the outside?
Seal.
All right, and but you have to write something on it.
Write that return address.
Okay, and when you put the name and address of the person you're sending it to, you say, well, wait just a minute, I've got to. And if you're writing that out, would you say, address the letter?
Mm-hmm, I've got to address it.